Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Yesterday I get a message from one sister. She saw a person is dying and dead in front of her. And all of a sudden I go back almost close to 40 years, approximately 40 years. When I saw my father was dying, and the night before he died, I was reading Quran, and I was reading for him Surah Yasin with the intention to Allah send rahmah over him. And I remember verse 70. Verse 70, it was the first time in my whole life, this day, I understood it. لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَيَحِقُّ الْقَوْلَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. To warn whoever is still alive, and the truth will reach the disbeliever. Read it by yourself and try to figure it out. Because Surah Yasin is amazing. Surah Yasin, if you really read it, and you're really alert, you'll be scared. You'll be very scared. And it will make you forget the whole life and what it contained. And this night, when I was reading Surah Yasin, because my father was in the final chapter of his life, I discovered I was reading it to him, but I'm the one who crying. Because at this time he was almost in coma. And something hit me when I just hit or reach verse 70. The warning is not for the dead, the warning for the whole was life. I said, Subhanallah, I'm reading Surah Yasin with the intention to send rahmah over my father, but it's me. It is me. And this day, I remember, I keep crying, but not for my father. I cried for me. I said, Allah, don't make me forget this moment, Ya Allah. Don't make me forget the moment I'm going to departure. Don't make me forget the moment I'm going to die. And I used to say, oh, my father, poor you. You spend a lot of time trying to love us, trying to serve us. And you forget to serve your own Lord. And I make dua for him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I do not have too much message for you, except very soon we're coming to the day of 9 of Dhul Hijjah. The day of Waqfat Arafat. And what is Waqfat Arafat? To remember the Waqfa in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. That's it. And many questions from many sisters about how I can make my iman alive. How I can have this feeling of what I saw in the front of me alive, meaning the death. It's very simple. It's very simple, but very difficult. Wallahi, it's very difficult. Because we are in heedlessness time. The majority of us, even me, I'm in a state of heedlessness. Any moment you forget death, you will be in heedlessness. And if you don't like what I said, read the amount of ahadith of Rasulullah SAW about dunya and remember death. And read about the amount of advice he gave it to the companion. And read about the companion of Rasulullah SAW, the best people after the Prophet in earth who carries a message. Read their own attitude, their own thinking, their own thought, the style of thinking. And read Surah Yasin. Read it, but read it not for knowledge and passing knowledge. Read it for yourself. Read it for yourself and see what message you gain from Surah Yasin. And stop at verse 70 and think. There's many verses to stop at. Many. This is why you call it Yasin, the heart of the Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By this way, for those who ask me how I keep it alive, read Quran, but read it to get a message, not read it for blessing and that's it. Indian style or Arabic style, no. Read it as a Muslim. Read it as a Muslim to comprehend. Stop in every verse. Think, contemplate, reflect. What Allah tried to tell you. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, what Allah wants to tell you. Today we are alive, tomorrow we're dead. A few days from now, Waqfat Arafat. And a few hours, a few moments, a few days, we'll be dead, waiting for the waqfa, for the standing in the front of Allah. And this is what all life about. And this is what all life about. This is all I can tell you. And if we forget that, nothing I can say, nothing I can do for you. Because if you forget that, you forget yourself. You forget Allah. Allah will make you forget yourself. Allah will make you forget your goodness. And if Allah will make you forget yourself, can I give you advice? Can I wake you up? I can't. May Allah save us from heedlessness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from changing our heart. This is why today, make this dua. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو العافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربي إلهي يا وهاب هب لنا من لدنك رحمة هب لنا من لدنك كرامة هب لنا من لدنك إيمانا ويقينا وتوكلا وثقة بك يا رب العالمين واخرج من قلوبنا حب الدنيا وحب كل من يضرنا يا رب من هذه الحياة واملأ قلوبنا بحبك وحب من يحبك فالعمل الذي قربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك ربي إلهي مولاي نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من فتنة عذاب القبر ومن الفتن ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من خزي جهنم ومن نار جهنم يا رب العالمين ونعوذ بك يا ربي من تحول عافيتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين ربي إلهي مولاي خالقي أخرجنا من هذه الدنيا برضوانك Oh my brother and sister in Islam ask Allah to give you good ending to give you good ending and make you alert and make you alert May Allah save me from myself May Allah save me from my shaitan May Allah save me from bad ending Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen Make dua for yourself, make dua for other. Make dua for the ummah, make dua for the hajji. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.